Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Will Thiemann, the voice of the Michigan State Spartans, on the line. Will, how you doing?
Well, so far so good, right?
Right. Hey, you know, you've got another Final Four appearance. You're heading to Minneapolis. Hope the weather's good for you, at least, anyway, right?
Oh, the weather is good. Actually, it's better here than it is back home in Michigan. It's a little warmer. But, yeah, you know, I mean, get this. We get off the airplane, and next thing I know, we're walking. They have a little path for us to walk to the bus, and we walk through a drum line. It's crazy.
Wow.
And they're giving us souvenirs, and it's like, wow. Pretty cool.
Minneapolis hosted a good Super Bowl, just the weather stunk. So that's a city that knows how to host a good party.
Oh, yeah. And so far, so good. It is kind of interesting, though, to everything's being pushed up a day. I mean, 2 days of interviews instead of one. And I know it's nothing like a Super Bowl, but, in basketball, right, you play a game, you leave, play a game. It's just always like the circus coming and going. And I'm trying to think how many different ways Izzo can answer the same question 2 days in a row.
Well, let's talk about Tom. Tom has taken a lot of criticism, a lot of critique for obviously the finger pointing and the way he yelled at his guy. So you tell me, you give me the lowdown as to how things are right now inside Spartan basketball.
Actually, they're good. And I'll tell you something most people don't know about Tom. Now, is he a little fiery? Sure he is. But all those kids that sign up to play at Michigan State, they know that coming in. I mean, these aren't players from Europe that have never seen him in action. And he's really honest with the recruits about what he's about. And what he's about is trying to get you to be the best you can be. And so the part they don't see about Izzo is that, you know, we have player reunions every year. We have over 200 people come back every year from all over the country because they love this guy. And when your playing days are done at Michigan State, when you need somebody to have your back or you need somebody to make that call to get you that interview or that job, he's your person. These players love him. And so there's a lot of good there. And Aaron Henry, all he did was go out and finish the game strong and have a better game next time out. So, it's just the nature of things. And when I played, I didn't play basketball. I played football. And we always had people screaming and yelling a little bit. So my son played college football. So I called him up after that. And it's a generational thing. I said, hey, Matt, when you guys had a bad first half, how was the locker room? Did people, like, hug each other? Or did they, like, yell? He said, all their voices would get raised. So it's a moment in time. And to sit and say things are awful because of that, number one, they haven't looked at our program over the last 27 years. And two, for me, that's just how we roll. This happens a lot. And there's times where Tom will sit there and not say a word to anybody for a whole game, just watching what's going on, win or lose. So it is what it is. And so get this. You'll love this. So we win the game. I get back to the hotel. I call home just to say, hi, and we're going to go out to dinner. I'll call you later tonight. And my wife goes, how are you doing? I go, well, I'm fine. We did win, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, but she said, you're in the eye of a storm. I said, what storm? And she goes, oh, people are going crazy because Izzo yelled at Aaron Henry. I go, what? Well, didn't you see it? I said, well, I was there, but I couldn't believe it.
It was, I guess it was the finger pointing. Look, most coaches will just yell. It's very rare that they point fingers like in the faces. And To me, I've had coaches scream in my face and drop F-bombs and everything else, and you take it and you kind of understand it and you get the frustration and you move on. I get if in the society we live in today, well, it I knew the minute I saw it, there was going to be people that had a problem with it.
Oh, yeah. No question. And a lot of people came to his defense. But at the end of the day, the players are fine. They love their coach. Our environment is fabulous. And here's another thing about Izzo that's pretty interesting for me. As long as I've been around him and Michigan State basketball, there's never been a time where he's ever said to me, you need to do better. You need to try harder. But when you walk in that basketball office, you just feel guilty if you don't absolutely try the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all have good days and bad days, but that doesn't affect your effort. And he's created an environment there where you just walk in the building and you're, number one, honored to be there. And number two, is feel like to earn your way, you better give it your best shot. And that's the managers, that's the administrative people, that's the players, it's the whole group. And so it's pretty amazing that one individual can get that kind of atmosphere going without saying a single word. Isn't that something?
It's, you know, look, hey, you went on and beat Duke. This team stayed together. It wasn't like, you know, everybody outside was pointing fingers. Everybody inside had, you know, kind of the same methodology about getting the business done from point A to point B. So you knock off Duke. I mean, what many people thought was going to be one of the hardest routes to get to the Final Four, you know, Michigan State has survived. So, you know, kudos to them. Whenever you end up in a Final Four, that's fantastic. Now you got the Red Raiders who can shoot the lights out, Virginia, and then the lowest seeded team in the Auburn Tigers who can also shoot the lights out. So to get to this championship game, what do they need to do against Texas Tech?
Well, Texas Tech is pretty interesting. Everybody, you know, a lot of people talk about their defense as well, but the formula for Michigan State is really simple. Defensively, we'll be the best defensive team Texas Tech is going to see all season because we're really, really good at it. I mean, Michigan State turned Duke over 17 times. Duke, not some high school team.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty dialed in, and that's the good news. And obviously Michigan State can score. But the other part of this thing is that against Duke, Michigan State did not turn the ball over much, which had been their Achilles heel. So Duke shot fine, except Michigan State shot about 13, 14 more shots than they did because of turnovers. And the other big thing is, I don't know, and we're going to find out, but I don't know if Texas Tech can rebound with Michigan State. I don't know if they have enough horses down low, especially when MSU goes big with Ward and Tillman. I don't know that. And I did take time to watch the one game they've lost, and they haven't lost many in the last month or so. And it was their game against West Virginia in the Big 12 tourney. And at the end of the day, even though it was a close game at the end, a couple things kind of popped up. They struggled a little bit with West Virginia's transition game, and they got killed on the boards. They got killed. And so, again, West Virginia didn't shoot great, but they shot a lot more. And so, I don't know. I just think it's going to be I think it's going to be a tight game because all these teams are so good at this point. But I just, when you look at the matchups, and the other part of this is they're going to do some stuff we haven't seen all year and vice versa. And I think the Michigan State players they have a really good basketball IQ because they've been together a while, which is one of the reasons why you give them a little edge over at Duke in a one-and-done kind of game because freshmen are freshmen. Guys that have been in the program 3 years and know each other, that's another story. And so I just think at the end of the day for Michigan State, shots are going to come and go, but it's going to be about turnovers and offensive rebounding. I really believe that. And I believe that because that's usually the way we roll. When we win those two categories, we're almost unbeatable. And so, I don't know. You know, the other fun thing about this is if Michigan State wins this thing, and in your purest of college basketball, Michigan State is a college basketball team. They have guys in this ball club. I mean, a walk-on made the winning basket against Duke, a kid that just came to Michigan State because he just loves Michigan State. There's guys on that floor with college degrees. Most of those people that are going to be playing Saturday are four-year players. And when you think about it, this is college basketball, right? It's fun to see that a team built the way we are, not a one-and-done factory, could actually get the biggest trophy in the game. That's kind of a neat thing.
It is. It's going to be a hell of a weekend. I look forward to Final Four. Is always fantastic. I've always said, look, if there's any sporting event you can go to, Game 7 of a World Series or an NBA or a Super Bowl, Final Four is always one of the most exciting things I've ever had a chance to be a part of. And just to sit back and enjoy. How many is this now for you?
I don't know, 7, 8. What's that?
I cherish every one, and you're like, I don't know. We've been to so many. We got this. We're good.
Well, I do. I do cherish them. Trust me.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Enjoy yourself in Minneapolis. Best of luck to you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Okay,
there
care.
You go.
Okay. Bye.
Will
Bye.
Tiemann. He is the voice of the Michigan State Spartans. I don't know. 7, 8. I don't know. We go to so many. They're old hat. I just go some places. Got a good steakhouse. I'm good. Michigan State takes on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech, and then the winner will advance to face the winner of Virginia and Auburn, and that'll be your finals coming up on Monday. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years have been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.